What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ezra here. Hope everybody's having a lovely Monday evening, as well as a happy Labor Day to everybody. So this next story gives me a little bit of hope when it comes to our political system. I know it's crazy. In 2020, somebody's saying that there's a little bit of hope in our political system, but stay with me here. Tulsi Gabbard is a representative from Hawaii, and she came out and recently tweeted in support of Edward Snowden because a U.S. court had just recently found that the mass surveillance that the United States NSA system was doing, that whole thing, was illegal. Go figure, right? What a shocker. Let's go ahead and check out this tweet that Tulsi Gabbard put out. I think it was great. And I'll tell you why I think this is kind of surface level stuff, because we know that these kind of organizations and entities are still finding other ways to do things. So I'm also going to tell you what we should look out for. So let's go ahead and break to her tweet here. All right, so Tulsi Gabbard tweeted out that Snowden should be pardoned. So there's no kind of nuance in that statement, and continues by saying he was a whistleblower who exposed an illegal, unconstitutional mass surveillance program run by the NSA, and he was punished for doing so. So there you have it. She's listed an article here that I do want to pull up real quick. All right, folks, so the article tweeted out by Tulsi was from Reuters, talking about, quote, in a ruling handed down on Wednesday, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit said the warrantless telephone dragnet that secretly collected millions of Americans' telephone records violated the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and may well have been unconstitutional. Which I think, we should take a moment to pause and be proud in a sense. I know there's a lot of things going on, and this might sound a little bit weird, but we do have one of the best, like, free speech and privacy rights in most countries. I know we obviously have our problems here in the United States, but compared to who I'm about to talk about, which is China, and I talk a lot about China, but I don't want to, you know, give off this impression that I'm like anti-Chinese Americans or anything like that. Of course not. In fact, there's a lot of Chinese Americans who are warning about China and the coziness between corporations, these multinational corporations. They have no patronage to any state, any country, or any kind of value system, right? All they care about is making money and their bottom line. So these companies are getting way too cozy with China, who culturally has a different approach when it comes to our privacy and things relating to this specific issue that Snowden uncovered. I mean, we see that with the NBA and the coziness that the NBA has as an organization with the Communist Chinese Party. And there's countless of examples. We're going through it with TikTok right now. And we're also worried here in the United States about our government officials, right? Our representatives succumbing to these kind of tactics. All right, folks, so this is coming from The Atlantic. It says, China's government has a history of using major historical events to introduce an embedded surveillance measures. In the run-up to the 2008 Olympics in Beijing, Chinese security services achieved a new level of control over the country's internet. During China's coronavirus outbreak, Xi's government leaned hard on private companies in possession of sensitive personal data. And it goes further to talk about actual, like, historical context, like the thousands of years of China's history and how, you know, culturally these people are okay with these kinds of things, and they openly embrace, like, this kind of technological security state. It says, quote, as rulers of some of the world's largest complex social organizations, ancient Chinese emperors well understood the relationship between information flows and power and the value of surveillance. So this goes back a bunch of years with them. I mean, with us as well. That one seems kind of universal, right? What I just read off. Most governments understand that. If you have surveillance, if you can control the narrative, then your power is better guaranteed, better secured, or easier to get, easier to acquire. Honestly, to me, the most concerning thing is the relation to the Belt Road Initiative, or the old Silk Road, that China wants to implement in other regions of the world. So it also talks about that here, quote, China has recently embarked on a number of ambitious infrastructure projects abroad. American policymakers from across the political spectrum are concerned about this scenario. Michael Krasiós, the former Peter Thiel acolyte whom Donald Trump picked to be the U.S. government's chief technology officer told me that technological leadership from democratic nations has, quote, never been more imperative, and said, quote, if we want to make sure that Western values are baked into the technologies of the future, we need to make sure we're leading in those technologies, which also talks and speaks to my examples about the NBA getting too cozy with the Chinese Communist Party and some of these other multinational organizations doing the same. And I think that social media and that technology around that and the debate happening right now is the precipice of what could be something like what China's doing over in their country. And that concerns me, and it should concern everybody as well as you if you care about privacy, freedoms, and the kinds of things that Edward Snowden and Tulsi Gabbard here are talking about when it comes to those issues. Let me know what you think, though, in the comment section below. Consider subscribing, smash the like button. I'll catch everybody in the next video. Peace out.